Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clock is moving. 2:20 remaining here in Chicago. Rushes on. Rudolph, deep shot downfield, and it's incomplete. Roman Wilson. He was one-on-one with McLeod, and it's going to be 3rd and 4 for Pittsburgh.
Another one of those go balls. They have not been there. They keep trying them. They have not been there. Go with something crossing, something coming across Mason's face, roll him out. But these go balls that they keep trying just have not been there today for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You guys go up 21-14, they get a field goal before the half. Just seem like you guys are a little bit off in those situations. This year, we're not a lot of time left on the clock, but teams are able to take the ball down the field on you guys.
I agree completely. It's not acceptable.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. As you drive home from work this Thanksgiving week, as you know by now, the Steelers lost to Chicago 31-28 yesterday, and we're sorting it all out and casting aspersions on people for not only this game, but their failures in the past and the rut that the Steelers find themselves in, where they're a mediocre football team and they're average or slightly above average every season, this high-end mediocrity that this team is mired in. And we all pretty much agree that yesterday was another illustration of that. I do think, and by the way, the 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Fan weather, it was nice yesterday in Chicago in the 50s. They even were pointing that out on the broadcast. It was a sun-soaked sky there in Chicago for the game. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I do think the Watt brothers and what they said during this game and after this game is super interesting. You've got J.J. Watt, whose brother's on the team, and I give him credit for this, just calling out the Steelers' offense. Go ball to Roman Wilson right before the legal formation penalty. Mm-hmm. Nowhere close. Mm-hmm. And he's a defensive guy, not a former quarterback, not a former wide receiver.
He's not sitting there breaking down offensive line play and defensive line stunts and concepts.
And he even feels comfortable saying, what are they doing here?
Hey, this kind of sucks is the implication there. This is bad.
They keep banging their head against the wall. The only time they throw the ball downfield is in these types of plays. They're not working. Do something else. And they didn't. And then you've got TJ after the game, and I'm about to post the video of it to my Twitter account right now. I don't think I've seen him, and I watch every single one of his press conferences or locker room scrums after games. I don't think I've ever seen him so visibly distraught and frustrated after a game. And it's not their worst loss by any means.
But he did something big to get a win. Like, he earned the paycheck. If he gets a strip sack that results directly in a touchdown 17 times and that's the only thing he does once a game, I'd be like, that's worth the money. That's an unbelievable season.
I just think reality is setting in for him that he signed up for more of this.
that he has a very good chance of never of not winning a playoff higher NFL career.
He took the huge bag. He took the third contract. He made himself a one helmet guy. He made himself a Steeler for life. But what's going to come with that? You know, all-time Steelers individual defensive records, I guess.
But he's not going to be in the pantheon of great Steelers for a lot of people because unless something drastically changes, he's, again, like I just said, he's definitely not winning a Super Bowl. Very good chance he doesn't win a playoff game.
Or he goes down as one of the great Steelers to never win anything.
And that's, Ernie Stautner,
that's what I mean by reality setting in. He's in his 30s now. He just re-upped. It's not all that different from when the Steelers beat the Browns earlier this year and Myles Garrett was at a loss for words afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's conclusion off of that was like, hey, man, you...
You said you wanted to win a Super Bowl, but then you just took the bag and you signed up for this.
No one held you at gunpoint. You volunteered for this.
Yep.
And I think T.J. Watt is going through the same kind of emotional battle with himself right now.
The problem for him, though, is unlike Garrett, who appears to be, he's not on track for what appears to be an all-time historically great season. Garrett's at least going to be able to say if he holds his current form that he's the all-time, the single-season sack leader, and he might shatter the record.
But I mean, it's still going to be done on a team that goes 5-12.
No, but I think you know as well as I do that even the most like team-first people know that it's nice to have some individual accolades.
Sure, but I don't think...
But Watts is like happening in the desert. He's even playing half-decently, and it's just happening.
Well, he's not having the type of year he usually has, but more than anything else, I think he signed up for the idea that this defense... with all the stars and big-name players they had, and it was going to be something special, and it's not. And why is that? Is it scheme? Is it that the coaches overrated the players? What is it?
It's that they gave up on Juan Thornhill too quickly.
They've given up 30 points now in 5 games this year. That's tied for the most in the Mike Tomlin era in a single season. They still have dates with the Ravens twice, although their offense doesn't look great. But you still got Lamar Jackson twice. Detroit on the road, the Bills this Sunday, and this was supposed to be one of Mike Tomlin's best defenses ever. Caleb Williams, this was only his 3rd 3-touchdown game this year. The other games he had 3 touchdowns in were against the Bengals and Cowboys. So that's the company you're keeping. They lost the game 31-28. It does not feel like a 31-28 loss, you know?
It feels like they lost a lot worse. It feels like defensively too, they got exposed a lot worse. Like just when the Bears needed to get something done, they did. They're a really awful defense. Second most passing yards allowed. They are decidedly mediocre against the run.
I don't think they're really awful. I just don't think they're anywhere close to what.
Pony, they're 28th in total defense, man. They're 20th in scoring defense. If that's not really awful, what is? 28th. There are 4 teams worse than them in total defense.
But I can't say they're really awful because I've seen them play games this year, like the one against the Colts, which might have been the best defense performance by a team.
If they don't turn teams
year.
Over, they suck. They're winless when they lose the turnover.
They
battle.
Turned the Bears over twice in this game.
Still not good enough.
And they scored a defensive touchdown. I wouldn't say they were god-awful, but not good enough. And you can't use the excuse in this game, well, they were on the field too much. No, they actually won time of possession. They weren't tired in this game. They weren't gassed. They're super underachieving. There's no way around that.
I mean, they're spending the kind of money and they're assembling the kind of names that, at least in theory, should yield a lot better results. But here's the thing. I say in theory just to be fair to the concept because they've got so many big-name players. How many of their best players are 30 or older on that side of the ball? Projected best players. Cam is. Watt is. Isn't Ramsey now 30, I believe? If he's not 30, he's right there.
Porter isn't. Wilson isn't. Queen isn't.
No, but I just named their 3 big names on that side of the ball.
Highsmith isn't yet. No, you're right.
Highsmith's in the injury room too much. I can't even include him. It feels like he's, you know, Chuck Clark guys. They brought in all these dudes who have played for a pretty long time, but usually that's Darius Slay.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They brought in...
Who's been Wally pipped by...
Pony.
James Pierre.
They brought in Darius Slay in his mid-30s, and the implicit strategy was... He is a guy who is able to cover the T. Higginses and Jamar Chases of the world to allow us to do what we want to do. That's lunacy. You get laughed out of the room if you're not Mike Tomlin trying to tell people that that's your strategy. If it's some guy coming in for his first head coaching job who doesn't have cachet, people would look around and go, is he serious? That's what he thinks this is going to do? Huh.
You would think J.J. Watt would bite his tongue and pick his spots. You know, he doesn't have to come out and root for the Steelers. But no, okay, like, if I say something that really rips into Tomlin or their coaching staff or whatever, I might have to deal with some backlash from it.
Or TJ's going to have to deal with, like,
some
them
awkwardness.
Being mad at him via me.
I just think when JJ comes out and is so adamant and so... transparent about their offensive passing philosophy woes, it also makes me think that those two have talked about it.
100.
You know?
Oh, that's... If they think they're being slick about this because it's JJ just saying it as an observer and that people like Mike don't realize that TJ's probably venting to his brother about this and saying, you can say it, just don't, like, really make it obvious. If they think they're fooling anybody, they're crazy. He's right, though. Like you said, he's not a defensive back. He's not one of the McCourty brothers who's, like, studied passing games and all that stuff. He's not a former wide receiver. He's a guy whose job was to get to the quarterback so he couldn't throw the ball, and he knows how bad it looks. This is also one of those times, I think, I don't know if you agree with this, we get a lot of fan complaints, and it just, I think, is, like, the easiest thing to latch onto. And sometimes I think what even we say and what fans say, because it's obviously right there in front of you, isn't always... a good explainer of what's really going on. This is one of those things where when fans say they suck, they don't throw to the middle, their coach is afraid to do it. Like, the obvious critique is also the accurate critique of them, and I think that's really damning.
Here's Chris in Hopewell. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. So I just think to myself, you don't need to have been a football player to know the fact that, like what J.J. Watt's saying, I mean, it's just common sense that every time they do that, everybody knows what they're going to do. They never throw the ball over the middle, and it's just so frustrating because until they do that, it's just going to be the status quo from here on out.
Of being just good enough where you're in contention and you're relevant through the end of the season, and some Steelers fans...
You think they're still going to do that this year? You think they're still going to be in contention and relevant?
Yeah.
That kind of implies that you
relevant
think
relevant for what? I mean, relevant to make the playoffs, yes. And
that implies
since they've expanded the playoffs out to 7.
Yeah, but that means they're going to be relevant for the division because it looks like that's their only avenue. So
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that's probably right, but I don't think that
that suggests to me that you think they're going to pull one of their classic old switcheroo Tomlin voodoo games and beat, like, the Bills or beat the Ravens in a game where we don't think they're going to beat the Ravens.
They've done stuff like that all year. Why would they stop now?
Do you know what's sad about this, what I'm about to say? Well, no, it's not even sad. I don't even want them to do that. I don't. I don't want them to I don't want Josh Allen to come in here and somehow just stub his toe over and over again. I kind of want a flattening. There's part of me rooting against Mike Tomlin specifically in this situation.
Here's Will next. Hello, Will.
No, yeah, Chris, I completely agree. I was just thinking that I think it's best if we don't have one of those fluky wins where he comes up out on the podium after the game talking about how it was a great collective effort. The thing that frustrates the me the most.
What does that mean, though, as a fan? Like, so when they play the Bills on Sunday, you'll root against them? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's.
So then you're in this weird purgatory where it's like, it's not good if they win, but you're not willing to say you want them to lose.
Well, because last week when they beat Cincinnati, you know, a win is always going to cover up the ugliness that comes with the team. And then, you know, we're right back in the same situation that we're in now after the game yesterday. And it's a point of, I'm tired of having wins mask up the collective problems with the team, acting like everything's okay 1 week. And then the next week, the same thing happens again. That's been happening for years and years and years. And we're saying the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, I also think that there's probably the biggest source of frustration for me is when you are gaslit and told by the national media that you're a well-coached team and you're a great organization.
Yeah, I'm getting extraordinarily sick of that.
And then you're here and you see things happen like yesterday where you have an illegal formation penalty late in the game that potentially cost you points. You see their offensive play calling and play scheme at the end of the game where you have wide receivers running 2-yard routes in a 2-minute drill. And it's like, how, if you guys tell me that this coach is God's gift to football, how are these things so poorly conceived? And I think that's like where, like, I think some of these guys are starting to get that the light bulb is going on.
Like in the national media?
You think? No, I mean, I think like around the Steelers, okay, in terms of like some of their players.
I would love to know. I would like to give truth serum to Patrick Queen, who I don't think is a great player, but I'm starting to hear more and more from not just him, but other people that they put their linebackers in tough spots. Queen comes from the Ravens, where I think most people feel like that's still a better run organization right now. Ramsey's won a damn Super Bowl not that long ago with a team that right now, by the way, has completely reloaded on the fly. Have you noticed that? And looks like the best team in the NFL, the Rams. I would like to know what some of the people who have actually succeeded or been on well-run teams that aren't this
Chris,
one.
The guy
about
with
this.
The best career on the team fell for it. Aaron Rodgers came here because he wanted to play for Mike Tomlin, or so he says. I think it's probably more so that there weren't really any other options out there.
But I think Mike
but
Tomlin
that's his
probably
story,
already
he's sticking to it.
I suspect he's probably still like happy if he wanted his last year to be fun. I bet you Mike Tomlin treats him with like the most kid glove of kid gloves.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.